I'm all done cleaning the bathroom, Thelma.
Good. Now you can take out the garbage.
That's it. So far this morning, I've cleaned the bathroom, I did the windows, I scrubbed the kitchen floor. I'm gonna be the only kid in the eighth grade with housemaid's knee.
Look, Michael, I don't like it any more than you do when Mom and Dad are gone. But they wouldn't miss Aunt Rose's wedding for anything.
Yeah, Thelma, you know, this whole thing seems strange. Aunt Rose is at least 60, and now she's finally deciding to get married?
Yeah, she is kind of old, huh?
Oh, she's gonna go on her honeymoon in an ambulance.
What's all this chatter in here? Y'all interrupted my beauty sleep.
Well, what do you care? It wasn't working anyway.
Oh, yeah? Look who's talking about looks. The only girl who uses industrial strength Afro Sheen.
Hey, JJ, where you get up sleeping so late while we're out here working? Remember, Mama said to share the work.
It's been a change in the plans, Michael. Now that Ma and Dad are out of town, I am your new commander-in-chief, and y'all are my troops. That's right. I'm your new 4-star general.
And our old 5-star food.
That's gonna get you KP, gal. Which reminds me, did you make breakfast yet?
Yeah, and you missed it.
Good. Now if I play my cards right, I'll miss lunch, too.
Hey, JJ. You know Mom and Dad are gonna be away for the whole weekend. You're gonna get awfully hungry.
Au contraire, Buck Private Miguel. As your new commanding officer, I also now am in charge of the menu.
What?
That's right. And from now on, we ain't having nothing but hamburgers, pancakes, waffles, and chicken.
Hey, I can't make all that stuff.
You never could. We're going out to eat.
Hey, JJ, where you gonna get the money from?
We're going to use that $20 that Ma and Dad left us.
But that's for emergencies only.
Well, the only choice we have now is Thelma's cooking. Which makes this an emergency.
Well, I've got the $20, and we're not using it for food.
Thelma, look here. If I want the money, I will take the money.
Well, you just try.
All right, gal. You asking for it. Get him, Michael!
You big chicken!
Yeah,
I
know
you want chicken! Fuck
you, Daddy. Watch y'all be cool. I don't know why y'all always fighting about looks. You know, looks aren't everything. At least I hope not for your sakes.
I've had enough of this foolishness. I'm taking the TV set into my bedroom.
Hold on, JJ. What you mean, your bedroom? We agreed to share Mom and Dad's bedroom, and tonight is my night.
Oh, there's been a slight change in the plans, Michael.
Now, that's not fair to Michael now.
But Thelma, it's a good lesson. Michael, life is full of little disappointments.
Yeah, that's what Mom and Dad said the day you were born.
Stay out of this, Thelma. You've always had your own bedroom.
Yeah, because I'm a woman.
All the votes are not in on that yet.
Hey, JJ, you're not going to get away with this, because I'm going to tell Mom and Dad the minute they get home.
And if you do, I'll tell them that you have a dirty magazine in your book bag.
JJ, there's no dirty magazine in my book bag.
There will be.
But that's blackmail.
I prefer to call it brown mail.
End of round one. Back to your neutral comments.
Well, Lona, we just having a little family discussion.
Now, look, kids. Your family told me to watch you for the weekend, and you promised me you wouldn't be hassling, right?
Don't worry. I'm watching the children.
Oh,
and we ain't doing anything we wouldn't do if Ma and Dad was here.
Yeah, JJ always stays out till 2 a.m. like he did last night.
JJ.
Thanks a lot, Moose Mouth. Look here, Winona. I can explain this whole thing.
Well, come on, I'm waiting.
I can sum it up in 3 words. Francine the Furnace.
JJ, I don't want to hear no more about that, okay?
Yeah, Winona. And how'd you know I was out to 2 o'clock in the morning anyway?
She probably heard you. She didn't get in till 1:30 herself.
Well, Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm has finally stepped in it. All right, gal, we're waiting for explanation.
Well,
a likely story.
Well, you know how it is with Lona. Larry and I had a little fight. So
yeah, well, y'all must have made up by the time he kissed you goodnight. I sure didn't hear much fighting then.
Michael, was you up at 1:30 in the morning?
Oh, well,
come on. Now, listen, I am responsible for you kids for the weekend, right? And I will not have you running around the streets all hours of the night. Do you understand that? I said, do you understand that?
Yeah, Malona.
All right, now.
And, Malona, huh? You don't relate this small, insignificant incident to Ma and Dad, really?
Well, I'm warning you. If I hear one more hassle out of either one of you kids, I'm going to tell everything I know.
You don't have to worry about us, Malona. We'll make the Waldens look like the Hell's Angels.
Well, that's good, because I will be back. Bye, children.
Bye, Malona.
Hello. Oh, hi, Marianne. If y'all don't mind, this is personal and private.
Hey, I mean, pushing on me.
Hello. Yes, Marianne. Why, certainly you can come over. Of course I'm alone. That was just a maid. Okay, I'll see you in a little while. Sayonara.
Hey, JJ, what's going on?
Boy, Michael, you look terrible.
What?
You need some sun. You gotta get out and walk around the park maybe 6 or 7 hours. You're in terrible shape. And Thelma, you can't let him go alone in this condition. You gotta go with him.
Wait a minute, JJ, what are you doing? It wasn't Mary Ann Thomas on the phone, was it?
So what if it was? I used to go out with her.
Well, not since she's been going out to study with the captain of the football team. Now, what she want to see you for?
Well, maybe she's getting tired of all those field goals and wants to score a touchdown.
Well, we're not leaving this house just so you could be alone with Mary Ann Thomas.
That's right.
But Thelma, she just wants to talk to me in private. That's all. That's the truth. I mean, couldn't you take Michael to the zoo? Or something like that? Maybe see some of the orangutans? Some of the kangaroos? The cute little koala bears?
You know I shouldn't do this, because I know all you're going to do is just get us into more trouble.
Oh, no, I won't, Thelma. Please. It's for your older brother. You know that I would do the same thing for you.
All right. Now, just this one time, here. Come on, Michael.
I ain't going nowhere.
What do you mean you ain't going nowhere?
Don't worry, JJ. I'll leave, but for a price.
A price? What price?
Well, let me see. I get the TV, I get the bedroom tonight, and you get the dinner dishes.
Michael, that's blackmail.
No, it ain't, JJ. I prefer to call it
brown man.
Don't push.
Come on.
You don't want me
to
leave.
Push, man. Hi, Marianne.
Hey,
JJ.
Hi, Marianne.
Hey, Marianne, what's happening?
They was just leaving. Have a good time. And a long one.
Why do you have to push
out of here? Yeah. Well. Alone at last.
Listen, JJ, now I got to talk to you.
Oh, now, come on, sweetheart. Let's not rush things. Have a little drinky poo first. How about a Kool-Aid cocktail?
JJ, now this is important now. I ain't got time for that.
Oh, wow. Want to skip the preliminaries, huh?
You just shut up now. I got something to tell you.
Hey, lighten up, sweetheart. Can't be that serious.
Well, it is, and it's all your fault.
What's my fault?
What I got to tell you.
What's that?
Well, it ain't easy.
Oh, now, come on, sweet thing. You know you could tell me anything.
Okay. Oh, CJ, I got VD and you the one who gave it to me.
I can't believe this is happening. I mean, this only happens to other people. Wait a minute. To other people? I am other people! I just got to calm down here. Think this thing out logically. Yeah, I just... Oh. I feel better already. Now, what was that trouble I was considering? Wow, I can't even remember. Can't be that important. Oh, yeah. I got VD. I got VD! Oh, no. Why couldn't it be something else? Measles, mumps, Dutch elm disease. Wait a minute. I got to talk to somebody about this. That's what I'll do. I call them. I tell them that I have VD. I can't do that. Wait a minute now. I'm going crazy. All this stuff is going to my head. Going to my head? That's the first sign. I'll get the Family Medical Encyclopedia. Yeah. They'll have it in there. That's what I'll do. I'll hug the whole thing. I'll straighten it out right here. What's this? T, U, V. Here it is.
That was gonna make me sick.
Hey, where's Mary Ann?
Who?
Mary Ann. She was here when we left.
Oh, she split.
Oh. Well, JJ, she sure didn't stay very long.
Who?
Mary Ann. Hey, JJ, what's wrong? You're acting kind of weird. Did she give you some bad news or something?
No, actually, I gave it to her.
What kind of bad news can you give Mary Ann Thomas?
Believe me, Thelma, it's bad news. Now, leave me alone. I got to think about this.
Hold on, JJ. If you got a problem, why don't you tell us? Maybe we can help you.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Michael?
Yeah?
I wish you were older. Thelma?
Yeah?
I wish you were my brother.
Hey, JJ, what you doing with this medical book? You sick?
Hey, man, leave that alone.
Hold on, JJ. Hey, JJ, you got BD?
You got what?
What makes y'all say a thing like that?
Because there are only two things on this page. And I know you're not gonna get a vasectomy.
To broadcast it on the 6 o'clock news.
Michael, leave the room.
But Thelma, I can help. We learned this in sex education. I know all about VD.
You do?
Yeah.
Thelma, leave the room.
Hold on. I'll go get my textbook.
JJ, are you sure you got it? I mean, there's only one way to get it, you know. JJ! Well, who is she?
None of your business.
Well, who could she be? Not Mary Ann Thomas. Mary Ann Thomas? Sweet little Mary Ann Thomas? Ooh!
Oh, well, will you shut up? You sound like a wounded cow.
Hey, JJ, I got it. Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead, read it, man.
You see, despite all the myths about BD, it can only be caught through sexual contact. Ooh! Ooh. If detected in time and treated properly, VD is 100% curable.
Well, see, now that's your answer. Come on, Jenny, we gotta get to a doctor right away.
I can't afford to go to a doctor. Even doctors can't afford to go to doctors.
Hey, Jenny, you don't have to pay. Hey, it says here that the public health department gets free treatment in every major city in the country.
Maybe if I take some aspirin, it'll go away.
JJ, it won't go away. You may lose the symptoms, but you'll still have the disease. And that can turn into heart disease, blindness, mental illness, and it can even be fatal.
If Ma and Dad find out about it, it will be fatal.
But JJ, they don't have to find out about it. In Illinois and most other states, a doctor can treat anyone over the age of 11 for VD without their parents' permission.
See, JJ, there's nothing to think about. It's a dangerous disease, and you gotta get to a clinic right now.
Yeah,
now, come on!
I got it. Hello? Oh, hi, Ma. Ma? No, I'm fine. I really am. I'm fine. Everything's fine. No, I'm fine. Michael, tell her I'm fine.
Hello, Ma? Yeah, JJ's fine. Oh, we get ready to go to the doctor's office.
No, Ma. Michael just scraped his knee and we ran out of iodine. But I'm fine. I really am. I'm fine. Tell her I'm fine. Here you go. Girl, take this thing.
Hi, Ma. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Everything's okay. Uh-huh. How's the wedding? Oh, that's good. Hey, Ma caught the bride's bouquet.
That ain't nothing compared to what JJ caught.
Hey, what's the matter?
I can't go in there. I'm too embarrassed.
JJ, you should have thought of that before. Don't do the crime if you cannot do the time.
JJ, will you get on in there?
Yeah.
Can I help you?
Yeah. I'd like to see a doctor about a minor ailment.
Okay. I'll need your name, address, and the nature of your ailment.
Yeah, James Evans Jr., 963 North Gilbert. And I want to see a male nurse.
We don't have one. What is the nature of your ailment?
Nature of my ailment? Oh, wait a minute. Am I in a clinic? Oh, wow. I must be sleepwalking again. Pardon me, it's been a little faux pas on my part. These things happen every once in a while. No big deal. See you later. All right. It'll be a few more minutes. Now, where were we?
What is the nature of your ailment?
I got...
Well, why didn't you say so? That's nothing to be ashamed of. Just take a seat. The doctor will be with you in a minute.
Anybody sitting here?
No. What are you here for?
I got a... a cold.
Cold? That's funny. Everybody else is here for VD.
That must have been some party.
And these people don't know each other. Where you been? Out of the country? VD's an epidemic. But because of the way you get it, a lot of people are afraid to admit they've got it.
That's simply ridiculous.
Positive. A germ's a germ, ain't it? I mean, really, what's the difference between VD and your cold?
Very little.
James Evans, Jr.?
Yeah, right here.
Could you step in here, please?
Yeah.
Step right in, please. Mr. Evans, I want to thank you for coming in.
Huh?
Oh, you'd be surprised how few people who suspect they have VD will even seek treatment. And VD is the biggest problem with kids around your age.
But I thought it was an older person's disease.
Oh, no, not at all. The next biggest group to get it are kids younger than you. Matter of fact, it's so out of control now that 1 out of 5 high school students will get VD before they graduate.
And I guess the other 4 get it after they graduate.
Just about. And it's not the bad guy's disease anymore either. Anyone can get it, and they do. Look, the best way to prevent VD is to not mess around in the first place. But if the people who do would just come in and take the tests, why, we could wipe it out in no time at all. Are you ready for your tests?
Is it gonna hurt?
Not a bit.
Well, then, what are we waiting for?
They've been in there for almost 2 hours. When are they gonna be done?
Michael has to wait for the test results. Oh, hi, Mary Ann.
Elma.
JJ's in there getting his test now.
Oh, well, it's about time he did something to get cured.
Hey, gang, I don't have it.
You don't have it? Fantastic. Oh, good, good. Hey.
Mary Ann.
Wait, what do you mean you don't have it?
I don't have it. I never did. You were wrong.
But that's impossible. You have to have it.
But I just took the test. See?
Oh, no. Oh, I can't believe this.
But Mary Ann, like I told you...
JJ, let me talk to her. Mary Ann, JJ doesn't have it. Now, I know you hate to admit this to yourself, but that means that someone you came in contact with does.
But see, Thelma, there's only been one other person, and we're gonna get married. We engaged to get married.
Well, maybe he doesn't know he has it. Mary Ann, it has to be him.
But Thelma, we're engaged. How am I gonna tell it?
Well, the worst thing you can do is not tell him.
JJ, I'm sorry for putting you through all this.
No, I'm glad you did. If I'm sick, I want to be amongst the first to know about it.
Thanks, Thelma. I'm going to go in here and get my follow-up exam, and then I'm going to have a huddle with a certain football player. I'll see you.
Oh, well, gang, I owe y'all a lot for bringing me down here like you did.
Don't be silly. We love you.
Yeah, man.
Well, I learned one thing from this. I'm not going to be involved in love anymore. It ain't nothing but trouble.
Come on.
Hello.